Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Join us now as we continue our discussion of Father's Day Special.
Well, my dad was very loving. He's a very, very loving man, affectionate with all of us children. He was free with his hugs and with kisses and with holding us. He was free with his affectionate words. He would constantly tell us that he loved us or that he thought we were beautiful, the girls, that Andy was handsome or that he had done a good job. Andy is my brother.
Sure.
For those who don't know, he would tell him he did a good job mowing the lawn or did a good job out hunting. My dad was a big hunter. Yeah, and so he was affectionate.
We've been going through Bethley's family's stuff.
Yes.
Because her mother passed away this year.
Right.
And one of the things Bethley found that was just so intriguing to me was Dad's Strong's Concordance.
It's
got notes throughout it because when he studied, he would often study at the kitchen table
right. For
his sermons. And he'd have an open Bible and open commentaries. And he always had that huge blue Strong Concordance.
It's huge. It was from a 1968 edition, I believe.
It's an old one.
Yes.
Well, the funniest thing we found in it is in the opening cover.
Yeah, the flyleaf.
Is he put a list of, he loved to hunt.
Yes.
And he and Andy loved to hunt.
Yes.
And he made lists about
his hunting records.
It's his hunting record of what they hunted and how well did they do.
Yes.
And I thought of all the unusual places to put your hunting record.
Well, apparently it was a little sacred.
It was sacred. He put it in the Strong's Concordance.
And
that brought many a chuckle to us.
Yes, it did.
And he was a very loving man. I know we found also a lot of his cards that he wrote to Bethley's mom.
Right. They had a very strong marriage.
And I kept many of those for use in some of our upcoming couples retreats.
So join us.
They're great illustrations. Those that I can read publicly, that is.
Right, right. But,
anyway, I'm sorry I jumped in there about your daddy.
That's totally fine. Just ran a little rabbit trail
hunting
illustration there. But the first thing that I thought of about Daddy is he was just a very loving, affectionate man, and not just in our home as a husband and as a father, but as a pastor. He was very loving, and his heart was for his people and that they grow spiritually. And when they were hurting, he was hurting. And when they were happy and proud, he was happy and proud. So he was just a very loving man. The other thing I would say is that he was a leader. He did lead our home. My mom, any of you who knew us know that my mom was a very strong woman.
Really?
And quite opinionated. And that would be a podcast for another time. But my dad lovingly led our home.
Sure.
And even if, as my mom would be sharing her opinion and would share it strongly, and of course she loved him, she never stepped all over him, but he would calmly listen and then he would say, well, this is what we're going to do. And that's what we would do. He was the leader of our home and he was a wonderful pastor and leader to the church. I would say he was a hard worker. He would put in many hours studying at the office and doing administrative work at the church office. And then he would always come home and do something. Mm-hmm. He did not come home and just rest. He did have times of rest because rest is biblical, but he would come home and he would work hard. He would work in our yard or he would work around the house. Help mom out with different things and help us with different things. So he was a loving leader. He was a hard worker. Mm-hmm. He was funny. He planned lots of fun for us and he planned trips for us. He would make sure that we had great life experience. He was a history lover. So we know a lot about history and we all love history. All of my siblings and I do. And just so many things. He was just a wonderful, wonderful man. And he was, as David said, a biblical counselor. Mm-hmm. So even into our adult married life, He was always someone that we could go to and sure. say, what do you think about this? Anything, whether it were would be a personal issue that we would have, we could go to him and ask personal advice about our family or our marriage. But even just culturally, sitting around the kitchen table, all of the issues of our culture could be solved biblically and succinctly by my father yes. in one meal.
And he would often say things like, well, you know, here's what the Bible says.
Right.
And I appreciate two things stick out to me about your dad. One was just listening to you talk there. I mean, there's a lot of things, but I was thinking about even his love for his dogs. He had hunting dogs.
Yes.
He had a beagle and a Brittany
Spaniel.
Brittany Spaniel. And they were outdoor dogs. So he had, there was a kennel mm-hmm. and they, you know, I remember they had their bed out there.
They had their, he would their
come,
little dog
He
house.
Would come home every day and he would go change.
Yes.
So he would put on clothes that he could be outdoor with his dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go outside. He would clean out their pen.
Yes.
And then he would love on them.
Yes.
He would get down and he would hug them and talk to them and pet them and rub them. Mm-hmm. And I remember how still the Brittany Spaniel had so much energy, but when Dad would get down on his knees in front of it and let the dog come to him and he would hold the dog and pet the dog, that dog would be so calm.
Right.
And so that stands out in my mind. I remember that. And the other thing I remember about your dad is he would call me frequently
mm-hmm.
and he had always asked me how I was doing and he'd ask right. how the meetings were and how many mm-hmm. folks had gotten saved. He always loved when people got saved. One kid, he would be excited as much right. as he would if 200 got saved.
Right.
I just loved that about him. But he closed every phone conversation in several ways. He'd always tell me, I love you, David, son. Mm-hmm. But he would also say, and I give you permission to soundly kiss my daughter.
Yes.
He said yes. that every time. So I have good memories of your dad as well. And mm-hmm. my dad's was not a preacher. My dad's a working man, farmer, right. factory worker.
Right.
But there's so many reasons I could be thankful for my dad.
Right.
Probably one of the biggest things I learned from my dad was the value of just hard work.
Mm-hmm.
He would always tell us, if you own something, you got to take care of it. It's going to take work.
Right.
And he taught me to take care of the garden. He taught me to take care of the house. He taught me how to paint. He taught me how to mow the yard. He taught
Thank
me how
you.
To
Thank you.
Cut wood,
Thank you, Dad
how to
Young.
Split wood. But the other thing I'm so thankful for my dad about is he also taught me just fun things. I remember I was 11 when he taught me how to drive.
Mm.
And we were on the farm and mm-hmm. we were in a field and he taught me how to clutch and how to put the truck into gear and how to drive. So I could drive when I was 11 and 12.
Right.
And sometimes it was just a matter of putting the truck in first gear and driving slowly through the farm while the workers put the hay bales
right.
on the hay wagon so we could take it to the, you know, down to the barn.
But what an example of training you to do what God has called yeah. you to do. He had no idea when you were 11 years old that you would travel almost every week of yeah. your life somewhere
How
and
many,
pull a trailer.
Over a million miles
right.
that we've traveled.
Right.
And even backing, pulling a fifth wheel, I learned how to back. Dad taught me how to back a hay wagon.
Right.
And that is a hard thing to do because it's, you got to reverse back to get it to go. It's just, it's a challenging
thing.
Right.
My brain doesn't work that way.
And most people can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I've backed RVs, 40-foot long fifth wheels in tiny little church parking lots.
Yes.
Sometimes thinking there is no way I'm going to get this in
yeah,
here.
Yeah. Sometimes I have to not look.
Absolutely. Or pray.
Both.
And so it's amazing just the practical side of life. Dad taught me when I was pretty young, you know, I remember he bought us an old go-kart.
Mm.
And he bought us a horse so we could ride a horse. And,
right.
and I remember this one pony he bought us. And every time my sister and I would get on the pony would make a run for the barn door. And if we didn't keep control of that pony, it would go through the barn door and in the process just take us right off the back. We would end
dear.
Up on our backside in the barnyard. We hated that pony. But I remember him buying stuff like that for us. And
so you can have life experiences.
So we have life experiences. And he taught me how to ride a motorcycle, something mm-hmm. I love doing to this day.
Mm-hmm.
But Dad let me buy my first motorcycle. He helped me borrow the money when I was 14 years old to buy my first motorcycle. He co-signed.
Wow.
And I remember the bank president said, you want me to loan money to this young man? And my dad said, yeah, and he's going to pay it back. And so the bank president said, I'll do it for you. Mm-hmm. And so my dad had a good name in the community, and he was known for hard work.
Hmm.
And you know, it was my dad that did take us to church. I remember the night my dad got saved. He was very strict. I remember the night he threw away our television. And that was a dramatic experience in our life.
I know she said dramatic and not traumatic.
It was dramatic and maybe a little traumatic too. But my parents were out of church for a while just because of some issues that happened in a particular church. But I know that my folks influenced me spiritually by taking me to revival meetings, camp meetings.
Right.
And we went to revivals. So I heard so many evangelists. It's no wonder I'm an evangelist. But I'm just very thankful for my dad. I know you're very thankful for your dad.
Yes. Well, and just sitting here listening, I was thinking all of us can be thankful for something in our upbringing. I know sometimes we get messages from people who did not grow up in a Christian home or did not have the loving Christian family that we've been talking about just now as we're talking about our dads who taught us great things, whether that be in the spiritual realm or even the practical realm. And maybe you didn't have that. But maybe right now you could just stop and thank the Lord for something in your upbringing. Maybe you were a foster kid and a good family took you in and someone became a dad figure to you. Sure. Maybe you were a bus kid and you had that youth pastor who invested in you, and or maybe a pastor who invested in you, somebody in your church. So I think it's just a good time for us to sit and think and be thankful. Yeah. For the things that we've learned from our dads, I know a lot of who I am spiritually started because of the spiritual seeds that my parents planted in my life and just the things that I learned from my parents, from my dad. You talked about his study habit, and I do a lot of what my dad does. When I study, I have to sit down somewhere and spread papers just everywhere. I have books out. I have all kinds of things.
Just so y'all know, I bought her a MacBook. She has an iPad. And she has to write it out just like her daddy.
I do. I write my notes out longhand just like my dad. I don't use an iPad. Often when I go to speak, people will say, now, Mrs. Young, can we set up your PowerPoint? And I say, well, no, I don't have one. And I don't think it's wrong. David uses PowerPoint. And I appreciate PowerPoint. And maybe someday I will get techie enough to do PowerPoint. But I do a lot of things that my dad taught me, not because it's right or wrong. It's just what he ingrained in me. And he loved to read. He loved books. And I love to read and I love books. So I would much rather pick up a commentary or pick up a Bible dictionary than look it up, even though on my phone it is very convenient to use my Blue Letter Bible app.
She's coming along, people. She's starting to use apps.
Yes, I am.
This would be a big difference. You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today, continued our discussion entitled A Father's Day Special. Join us next time as we continue the conversation.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.